Tai Chi actually is a martial art. Originally started a long time ago in Chinese history, somewhere.
How many years ago, roughly?
Thousands. So it goes back generation after generation. I teach Yang family style. So by the name, the family means it's passed on generation from generation. Mm. So,
and how many different styles or how many different families are there?
There are lots of variations. But they're all a variation of the same thing. So they are, Tai Chi has some core principles that are all similar, but they are just different interpretations of the same thing, really.
And how would that same thing differ from other martial arts?
Tai Chi is an internal martial art rather than an external martial art. It's linked to your use of energies and your health more than anything. It's very much around looking after yourself, Tai Chi is. Although it started for martial, in time it's become very much about your whole being, really, about health more than anything. Most people nowadays practice it for health purposes. I've been doing it for 15 years now. My teacher, a chap called Bob Pratt, who lives in England still, he's done it for about 40 years. But we've both also trained with a Tai Chi master called Master John Ding, and he's actually seventh generation Tai Chi master, so he would have gone past in history, passed down from master to master, usually to the son, so that's where the family comes from, Yang. But then if there isn't a son or a daughter to pass it on to, it's usually their best pupil, really.
So are there any female masters?
Yes, yeah, there are. Yeah. Oh. At the moment, for the Yang style, there's two masters. There's one is an American chap who took up one lineage, and then the other guy's a Chinese chap, but he lives in London, so I go and train with him. But I'm not one of his registered teachers. I've chosen not to do that. I teach his form, but I'm not a registered teacher with him.
Do you need any professional qualifications in order to teach?
I have some qualifications. I'm trained to teach Tai Chi for arthritis. So I have a qualification in it, but you don't need to. It's more about experience. I've taught in other things. I've taught social work. I've taught other things. So I have teaching skills. I guess the two, knowledge of something and the ability to then help people learn it is probably the more important thing, really.
The majority of people, why would they want to learn Tai Chi? What are the main benefits for them?
Personally, I started because I had a bad back. I ended up having surgery on my back because I had a prolapsed disc. And my teacher was also my friend from when I was about 18. We used to go clubbing together and go when we were younger. So we had a long history. And I always knew he did Tai Chi. And we'd always talked about it. But I'd never thought it right for me. But then after I had my back surgery, I realised I needed to look after myself a bit better. And what I'd heard about Tai Chi seemed to do that. So I got in it because I realised I needed to look after myself more, both physically and also emotionally, because I had a very busy job. I was working in the NHS, senior management, a lot of stress. So a lot of people come into it either for physical or mental issues in terms of your state of mind, but also there is a spiritual element into it as well, not a religious element but a spiritual element. So about your it links very much to the Taoist philosophy, of which is one of the sort of three main Chinese philosophies. So it has a spiritual element of it, and it is about your connection with the place you live and the universe, basically. But most people get into it for very different reasons. I try to make it as accessible to people without over-advertising it, because I sort of think if people want it, they'll find it, I think, really. Yeah.
So it's partly to do with relaxation?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Rather than just exercise?
It's to do with your body, your mind and your soul, really. So it's to do with all those things. It's helped me deal with often stressful situations lots better. I deal with life better, I think, really, because of it. I think I'm much calmer, and therefore I think my decision making and what I do is better because of it.
Right. Okay, and you teach, is it just here in Gwarak, AIKB building?
Or? No, my class is actually in Lesquet Gwarak now, but predominantly English people at the moment. But I have my first French lady who I'm teaching, which is brilliant, because my French is slowly getting better. I've only lived here 3 years. I had very little French before I came. I find teaching Tai Chi and learning French at the same time is really good because it's very repetitive. There's a lot of repetitive learning action. So to get words to stay in my head and say them over and over again, it works well. So I have an agreement with this lady, and I just teach her on her own at the moment. But we have an agreement where she pays slightly less and she helps me with my French, and I teach her Tai Chi at the same time. So we have a good agreement.
Andy Humphrey, maybe you'll see me there one day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.